Yeah, Reese, emergency roadside assistance. My name is Vet. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I've been waiting since last. I had some cab last night, and I couldn't get through this number. All this is from the station. I told the company about this, but I need help with the vehicle. This is getting told it's in a safe place, and I should have got help last night.
Okay, were you able to
regardless, let's get this going. I don't know about listening to music or nobody coming down the lines, but...
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, we have a high volume of calls this morning, but I can get you some help right now. What's your first and last name?
David Hodge, H-O-D-G-E.
David Hodge, H-O-D-G-E.
Yeah, that's right. And I tried three times, and the first time it was over an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
What time was it when you called on last night?
We broke down about 10:30, and let me see, enhanced home. And it's in a, I don't want my car totaled. I'm really going to be mad then, but let me see that. And then we tried calling all along that, and then, you know, up till 1, and then we had to take a cab.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get through this number, this number, but I kept on getting the same instrumentation, and nobody coming on.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry about that.
Like
that. Yes, sir. We're 24 hours. Yes, sir. We are. I'm not. I don't understand why you weren't able to get anyone on the phone last night.
I don't understand. I had to catch a cab to go home last night, and I don't know. I'm just hoping they don't. I don't think they'll tow my vehicle, but I'm hoping not. You know, I had a flat tire, and that car my nephew bought, whatever. He didn't have a. You know, it's got a donut in there, but it's not aired up, and didn't have no jack, or I would have changed it myself. But but anyway,
yes,
I guess there's only choices just to have it told. Let me see.
All right, verify your callback number in case we get disconnected for me.
Yeah, it's she gave me a DA14106546. That's David Hodge.
All right, verify your callback number first before to make sure we don't get disconnected.
Oh, my number? My number is 618-631-2449.
All right, 2449. Give me 1 minute.
Yeah, 2449.
Yes, sir. And would you like to receive the updated text message with the ETA time of the provider?
What was that again, ma'am?
The tow truck provider, would you like to receive the ETA time of when he's going to arrive?
Yes, definitely. Let me see. I don't know. You do know the... I don't know the towing they use.
No, sir. I'm asking for the service today. Once I find the provider to come out and tow that vehicle for you, would you like to receive the estimated arrival time in your text messages?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Message and data rates may apply. Could you verify the address that's on your policy?
You say the address on my policy?
Mm-hmm. Verify your home address.
Oh, 3540 Fullerton Avenue, and that's in Alton, Illinois.
Okay.
62002.
Yes, sir. And a year make of that vehicle.
Let me see. That's Mary. Come here for a minute. What's that again on the vehicle? What type of vehicle on that? Let me see. What is that?
Mercury.
Mystique. Yeah, Mercury Mystique.
Okay. And what color is it? Gold color. All right.
Yeah, gold color. Let me see. Let me see. What year is that again, Mary? I think that's was it 97 or 98? Do you have it on? Do you have it up on your computer?
Yes, sir. I have 98.
Okay, I thought it was 98. I guess I think it is.
All right. And what's the problem with the vehicle again, sir?
It's just a flat tire. It's in a safe place, as far as I know, but I don't know how long you can keep it in a visitor's there at that senior home, my aunt. We took my aunt to Walmart and back, and then on the way back we got a flat, and I tried to get help, and I couldn't get no help with it.
Yes, sir. Which tire was it?
I believe that was like on the side, on the back. If I remember right, wasn't it?
It was behind the
behind your passenger.
Back right.
Yeah, behind you or on the back of the driver's side, wasn't it? If I remember.
All right, and you want to just get that vehicle towed today?
Oh, that's on the side, the passenger side. What was that again?
And you just want to get it towed?
Yeah, I have no choice but to get towed. It runs good, but it just, I don't have a tire. I'd have to go try to get a tire with my nephew or something and have him put it on. I seen it towed to the house, and the distance between from there to here, from this house, is probably maybe, 6 miles, maybe?
All right. Is the keys with the vehicle?
It's pretty close. It's not very far. What was that again?
Are the keys with the vehicle?
No. I got the...
Are the doors unlocked?
I got the vehicle. Yeah, doors are unlocked. But, that's how I don't know. We don't have a vehicle right now. My nephew does street work, but I don't know.
Is there any way you can get the keys with the vehicle to have it towed?
I don't know. That's why I need to. That's what I need. I would have to do. I don't know. Do you know the name of the tow or the who would be towing it or anything?
I don't know just yet. I have to get the details first. I'll put no keys with the vehicle. What's going to be the pickup address?
Okay, here. I'll put that here. It's Skyline Towers at 3113 Washington Avenue in Alton. And we're
that's Washington Avenue?
Yeah, that's Washington Avenue in Alton, 62002. And we're at 3540 Fullerton Avenue in Alton, Illinois, 62002. We're only about, I'd say, maybe 6 miles, 7 miles at the most apart. Maybe not even that, you know.
And that's in Snellville.
What's that?
Snellville, 30078.
No, where it's at now is at Skyline Towers at 3113 Washington Avenue in Alton.
Spell that street name for me, sir.
Washington is W-A-S-H-I-N, like George Washington, W-A-S. Hingpon Washington Avenue.
Okay, Washington Avenue.
Skyline Towers is about 10-story building.
Okay.
Everybody in the area knows about where that's at. You know, but,
yes, sir. I'm not familiar with the area, but I was able to get it located.
I understand that, but I think the tolling company.
Yes, sir. I have to get it mapped first before we can even dispatch it. So I was able to get it located, and you're gonna get it towed to your home address.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
Because I don't know how long they let you keep that there. You know, I don't want somebody else to call us, but I got to. That's what I was trying to do.
And your benefit. Yes, sir. Your benefit covers you $40 on this tow service. So anything after those $40, which is going to be about a 2 mile tow on this, anything after the $40 will have to be on an out of pocket charge.
I don't get paid till tomorrow.
Okay.
So it couldn't be after $40, I wouldn't think, just for that short distance, would you? I wouldn't think.
It depends on the hook rate, because they first charge a hook rate and then they charge per mile. So I'm not sure of the cost of the provider just yet, but I'll get that cost for you. And once I receive that quote for the tow service, I can give you a call back, and I can get you about 3 quotes on it to see if we can find someone to do it for a cheaper price, okay?
Oh, okay, yeah, I appreciate that. Excuse me, I have to it went over somehow, but I hope not. But, you know, like I said, I don't think they didn't. My aunt would probably borrow to me. She was there, but hopefully they could just tow it without us, or I don't think, maybe without the key, the door's open. The door's open, you know, like, you know, on that. so that's, I don't know if they'd have to have a key or not. So they'd have to, unless they picked us up on the way and took us there. But, well, I guess I'll wait to see what happens and hopefully I can get it here. It's just not too long.
Yes, sir. So I'll just get those quotes for you and I'll give you a call back with the quotes, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, thank you then.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.